Yesterday, federal officials announced a breakthrough in the investigation into a string of church arsons in rural Alabama last month. Three college students have been charged in connection with the fires. The three allegedly torched five Baptist churches as a prank, then, days later, set alight four more in an attempt to divert the investigation. In a moment, we're going to be speaking with the minister from one of those churches. If you have questions for him, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Our email address is talk@npr.org. Jim Parker is the pastor of the Ashby Baptist Church in Briarfield, Alabama. His church was destroyed by the arson. He joins us now by phone from Montevallo, Alabama. And, Minister, very good of you to take the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate you having me.
What was your reaction when you heard about these arrests yesterday?
We were very relieved at a couple of levels. We were glad to hear that the the burnings had stopped, and we were also glad because we had no idea what the agenda of the arsonist had been, didn't know who they were. So, it really relieved us.
As these fires started happening, some people were at least concerned about the fact that these may have been hate crimes of one form or another.
In the beginning, we just did not know. We did not think so because they were black and white churches burned, but no one really knew.
And the people in the area must have, and I know that some parishioners were arranging watches around their churches 24 hours a day.
That's right. There were a lot of extraordinary measures taken to make sure, we were secure. Obviously, ours had burned down, but the other churches about us did that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Ashby Baptist Church was burned in the second set of fires, as I understand it.
No, we were the first on the 3rd of February. We were one of the first five.
Uh-huh. So what does it mean to you now that you learned that this was some kind of a joke?
Well, as I've told everyone about this, I don't have a category in my mind to hang that on, It's hard to fathom anybody could wreak this much havoc and cause this much destruction and do it as a prank. It's just beyond belief.
It does seem beyond belief. I mean, we heard, and again, these are still allegations, and this hasn't been proved in court yet, but we've heard that this was somehow, an idea of a joke that got out of hand, and it's almost inconceivable.
Yes, it is. Apparently, these young men were out hunting, which would have been illegal at that time of night anyway, but they were out night hunting, apparently, and then just thought it would be something funny to light one of these churches off, and then it just got out of hand, is what they're saying.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you've lost.
Well, obviously the building, the church is still intact because the people are the church. We didn't lose the church. We just lost the building we occupied, but we lost everything that was associated with the building. A lot of our folks here, our congregants, were lifelong members of the church, some in their 70s, and obviously we've got a lot of children that have grown up in the church as well. So they've lost, these are people who have been there all their lives. They've been baptized there. They've been married there in the church. Many have buried their dead there, and so a lot of memories and a lot of tradition gone.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, along the way, though, is there anything that you may have gained?
Well, I can't speak for other churches, but I can interpret what it's done for us. And this is absolutely, we were in a growth pattern, very good growth pattern anyway. We were going to have to do some rebuilding, remodeling, and expansion. And what this has done is just basically answered all those questions for us. And, the Lord has made a way here for us to do some things that we otherwise would not have been able to do.
Let's get some listeners in on the conversation. Again, if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. And Lila is calling us from Lounsboro in Alabama.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you know that I was an Episcopalian college student, and I just wanted to comment that I hope this in no way reflects upon every other college student in Alabama, because this is such a travesty, and I just hope that everything is going to be a lot better for y'all once that the whole community decides to work with y'all on it. Because I know that the colleges, Birmingham Southern, they've all pledged, and I think that that's really good. And I just wanted to let y'all know that the best of luck to y'all.
Thank you so much, Lila. We really appreciate that. And no, we would not generalize this at all. We have many, many friends at Birmingham Southern and UAB, and you know, would not do that. And we understand that these young men, who by the way were very promising young men, had a lot of life in front of them, have made a terrible mistake, and we regret they did that. And I know by now they do too. So that, you know, but no, we would not generalize that and make
that's
that.
That's what makes it so bad. I mean, I just don't understand how people could just take that as a practical joke.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all having trouble with that, Lila.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And I wonder, what has your congregation been doing in the past couple of weeks?
We've really been working hard. The Southern Baptist Convention, of which we're a member, has given us, you know, as long as we need them, portable units. They're like large double-wide mobile homes, and one will be used for our educational space, the other for our sanctuary. And we've been getting those ready, and we'll have our first service on Sunday here back at our old site at Ashby. And so we've been working on all of that. We've also been doing a lot of planning towards our new building and getting all that ready to go.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Don in, am I pronouncing this right, Kanab, Utah?
Yes, Kanab.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was just wondering where we could contribute to his congregation, maybe give some help. I'm of another faith, LDS, up here in Utah, but he seems to be taking this real good, and that's the kind of guy I'd like to contribute to.
Reverend Parker, I'm sure you've got an answer.
Well, thank you so much, Don. Yes, if you would like, you can contribute to Ashby Baptist Church. We're at Post Office Box 22, Briarfield, Alabama.
How do you spell that?
35035.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And we'll put that address up on the Talk of the Nation website for those of you who weren't quick enough to scribble it down, and you can check on it later today. But, Don, we appreciate the phone call. I wonder, Reverend, these were, as we found out, white churches and black churches that were burned down. Has there been any sense of community amongst all of those victims?
Oh, absolutely. We've... Of course, we're separated geographically from the four that were burned on February 7th, 4 days after ours. But many of those we've talked with, tried to stay in contact with them. We had one black church here near us, and Robert Murphy, the pastor of Pleasant Sabine, is the name of that church, a missionary Baptist church. He and I grew up together. We played high school sports together, and so known each other. So, yes, we've been in direct contact.
Mm-hmm. And as you look to the way ahead, obviously you can't go back. Nothing could be changed. But that building, how important do you think it's going to be to your parishioners?
The old building, Neil?
Yeah.
Well, it just... you know, it symbolized a tie with a long, long history. That building, the sanctuary, which they had kept in its historical setting, was there since 1919, and the work has been on that site since 1875. So it tied us back to that history. So that is important, and what we'll do now is work hard to make sure that we preserve that we won't leave that behind.
And you're going to rebuild on the same site?
That's not clear at this point. We're studying that now to decide if there's a better situation for us, but that's still, nothing's been decided about that yet. But we certainly are going to rebuild and put a new building up. Yes, sir.
And here's an email finally from Steve in Dameron Valley in Utah. Kudos to Pastor Jim Parker for looking on the bright side of this tragedy. It's nice to know that at least they have had their decisions about remodeling or expanding the church made for them. Hopefully insurance will pay for these improvements. Sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways. Good luck to his church. And insurance, was the building insured?
Yes, we had insurance. Of course, it's many things, you know, we don't know if that will be really replace, you know, everything we need, but we did have insurance, and that was something I'm glad you asked, because I just want you to know that relative to these donations, anything that we receive that's above what we absolutely need, we have a vehicle already in place to move that into the hands of these other churches that maybe weren't as well insured or maybe don't receive as many donations. So we're have that all set up where that'll be shared. I just wanted you to know that.
Reverend Parker, thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Neil. We appreciate you having us today.
Jim Parker, pastor of the Ashby Baptist Church in Briarfield, Alabama, joined us by phone from Montevallo in Alabama. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.